Welcome to News Video Clip. Yesterday, if you saw our podcast, we had Secretary of State Marco Rubio denying that President Trump falls asleep during White House meetings. And Rubio was even shown two videos of Trump sleeping, and he still denied that Trump was sleeping. Well, guess who fell asleep today again in the White House? Our 79-year-old president nodded off. Here we go.
...of warmth, of a job, an economy, a community, a family. And for too long, you saw Democrats who were telling these coal miners they should just learn to code. And what we saw during the Biden administration at the EPA, for example, was regulation after regulation after regulation trying to strangulate out of existence.
Okay, so there we go. Trump falling asleep once again in the White House. I'm sure Marco Rubio will deny that. And by the way, the guy who was putting Trump to sleep, that's Lee Zeldin of the EPA. And he's sitting there lying about how Democrats told unemployed coal miners to learn how to code. That never happened. Zeldin is a liar, and he is absolutely lying. All right, now we're going to go over to one of our favorite wackos, and that would be Erica Kirk, who's now running Turning Point USA. And Erica is doing a really weird fundraiser. She's actually putting letters, private letters, that her love letters that her late husband, Charlie Kirk, sent her online in a money bag. Here is Jennifer Welch with I've Had It, and she's going to explain this.
And there's been reporting that they are creating false numbers, Turning Point. And I think they're having financial problems because, pop this up, Kylie. Turning Point is trying to profit or fundraising off of letters that her husband wrote to her while he was alive. And she writes this one on the left: Charlie knew how much those little notes meant to me, and now I treasure them in a way I never could have understood at the time. I hold on to every word he left for me, and looking back, I think about the young women in the room listening to us that night at the Women's Leadership Summit. And then it's attached to a fundraiser, which is just so grifty and gross.
These are my personal little love notes. I will never give them up. By the way, can you send me $50?
So that other lady is the editor of the Daily Beast. So it's just bizarre. Whatever's going on at Turning Point USA, it's absolutely weird. And speaking of weird, the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, was testifying today in front of Congress, and he was asked if the U.S. was at war with Iran, and he refused to say yes. Let's watch this insane video.
Are we at war currently?
Every year under the Biden administration.
Are we at war currently?
That the conflict has been halted.
The conflict has been halted. So we're not at war. So our military is not involved. We're not at war.
Again, if you would like for me to call the Secretary of War, I can ask. I am the Secretary
of War. So as part of the administration and as part of this, we're not at war. How in God's name, if we can't answer any questions at all, and I don't know, maybe there were some special orders where we're not allowed to these questions or not, we ought to make that clear. Are we at war or not? I'm asking as relation to the cost of going up for oil and gas. That hasn't risen. Well, has it risen because of the war?
It did rise because of the conflict. Yes, sir.
The conflict. So that's what we call it.
So anyways, we all saw Scott Bessent is refusing to call the Iran war an actual war. And as we all know, the Iran war has been a complete failure for the Trump administration. They are wasting billions and billions of your tax dollars to invade Iran because Netanyahu of Israel wanted Trump to walk into this trap and give up American money, American weapons, and American lives. And it worked. Trump fell for it. All right. Now, next, we're going to go to Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins, who's being questioned about how she cut over 4 million poor Americans off of food stamps. That's also called the SNAP program. And she was in Congress today, too. And watch her lie like hell.
The reality is that 4.5 million people were kicked off the program to pay for tax cuts for the wealthy through H.R. 1. Families and children are not leaving the SNAP program because they're doing better.
They are.
So anyways, the Congresswoman threw something back in Brooke Rollins' face, where Rollins actually said that people were leaving the SNAP program because they were doing better. That's totally insane. But Brooke Rollins just sticks to her lie.
Being forced off because of eligibility changes, new administrative barriers, and states preparing for the enormous cost shifts that they know is coming. And you know this. So I'm really struggling to understand why you think pulling the rug out from under children, seniors, veterans, and families that have fallen on hard times. Good news. Can you explain why Americans should view losing access to food assistance as good news when grocery prices remain high and food insecurity continues to affect families across this country?
Yes, ma'am. I would love to explain. Thank you. So SNAP increased 40% under the last administration. The amount of fraud, as I mentioned, in the red states, 200,000 dead people.
Reclaiming my time. I mean, this is really part of a disturbing pattern here. Bankruptcies are at a record high.
So as you saw there, Brooke Rollins is saying, oh, there's so much fraud in the food stamp program. Oh, there's just so much fraud. Well, that's interesting because another Congresswoman, Angie Craig, is going to ask, dear Brooke, about all this supposed fraud. So let's take a look at this clip. And of course, Brooke Rollins, who claims to be a Christian, is going to lie through her teeth. Let's watch.
But we are now, it did go up almost 90% under the Biden years. So even though we're hitting record numbers.
Reclaiming my time, you are in power. You own this entire town.
This is,
Madam Secretary, do you know what? Reclaiming my time.
Okay, I just ask you not to be so rude. I mean, I'd really like to have a legitimate conversation.
Do you know what percentage of farmers now say they can't afford fertilizer for this year as a result of the president's war in Iran?
Well, it depends on the geographic location.
Oh my God.
Southeast.
70% is the answer across the
country. Those are
not
the numbers. That's not correct.
Madam Secretary, do you know what the SNAP fraud rate actually is according to the most recent estimates from USDA? The fraud rate.
Well, that is based on data we're receiving from the states that we can't verify. That's the whole point of this, is we have no ability to verify California, Minnesota, where the fraud has been.
Reclaiming my time. It was 1.6% according to USDA.
Your state is saying.
So right there, as you see, Representative Craig is saying the USDA, which is part of the Trump administration, is saying the fraud rate for food stamps, the SNAP program, is 1.6%. And Brooke Rollins is just flailing here. She's like, well, we can't verify that. We can't verify that. She wants us to believe that all these states are actually lying to the USDA. And she's going to keep pushing this lie over and over and over.
We only have 1.6% fraud rate, which we all know is an absolute joke.
I'll say it again. The USDA's own data found 1.6%. I don't understand the difference between error rates and fraud rates. I honestly don't. It is one of the lowest fraud rate in any program in America is the SNAP program.
The lowest fraud rate of any program in America is the SNAP program?
Why?
You can't be serious when you say
Your own data says 1.6%, Madam Secretary.
Again, that's the state's, your state
reclaiming my time once more.
And you won't allow us to confirm it.
You bragged on TV that it's a great thing that you kicked 4 million people off SNAP.
The ability to work, the righteousness of work is not
reclaiming my.
So there you go. She actually did this, too. If you watched one of our podcasts, Brooke Rollins did say it was a great thing to kick 4 million people off of food stamps. And you saw her say the same thing here that she said then. It's just so righteous to work. And what she's suggesting is basically this, that people on food stamps don't have jobs. That's why they're on food stamps. So if we kick them off food stamps, then they'll get jobs because working is so righteous. What Brooke Rollins isn't saying is that study after study has shown that most of the people on food stamps already have jobs. And the reason they're on food stamps is because wages have not kept up with inflation. We have not raised the minimum wage in this country for more than 20 years. And yet inflation continues to go up. And the reason we haven't raised the minimum wage is because Republicans like Brooke Rollins have been blocking it for over 20 years. Let's go back to the clip.
We should be proud. Kids. That's the goal
look,
of these welfare programs.
Madam Secretary, I'm asking you these questions because these issues, this committee, it's all personal.
You're not asking questions for an answer.
My mom
You're asking
was
questions to make
reclaiming my time again.
I would like to actually have a real
my mom
conversation.
Was, Madam Secretary, Mr. Chair, she talked over half of my time here. So, look, when you describe the farm economy as the golden age, this administration needs to wake up and...
Oh, that's absolutely right. The Trump administration is so out of touch with Americans, and they look down on poor people as being lazy and not working. They're blaming the poor people for being poor, and that has been a Republican value for as long as I've been alive. That has never changed. Alrighty, those are all the stories we have for you today. We have links to all of our stories right below the video. Unlike the right-wing podcasters, Joe Rogan, Benny Johnson, Tim Pool, you guys never back up anything you say. We do. All right. If this is your first time watching this podcast, please like and subscribe. Or if you hate it, please subscribe. Or if you hate me, hate my guts, please subscribe. All righty. We'll be back tomorrow with more stories.